Ciao, interisti around the world. My name is Manish from the Solo Inter podcast, and I'll be reviewing quickly the Bayern Inter match. We've been tactically outclassed by Bayern Munich, and Bayern Munich had one of those brilliant matches, European matches, which you could see the experience of the players. They were so different, you know. Although we had the Casero with us, around 80,000 fans screaming Inter. But still, I think somehow the stadium went flat. And Bayern's football, the pressing, the aggressiveness, the coolness around the ball, it was miles apart, basically. And I would say Inter from last year, it seems on a downward spiral, you know, because I think for the last 2 years, we've been showing strong performance against bigger sides. Also under Simeone Inzaghi last year, when we played Real Madrid, I think the home match, we had so many chances. I think for their Courtois masterclass, that Inter should have taken a positive result for the Real Madrid match. But saying that, this time Inter seemed so lackluster, so weak, so demotivated, and the legs of the players seem really heavy. I don't know what, but I think this season so far, when I've seen the conditioning of the players is actually quite bad. I don't know, it's just me, but it started from the preseason. Then we thought, like, you know, just give it some time, let the season begin. And right now, I think we're 3 defeats down. So something's wrong, really wrong with the conditioning of the players. I so wish Pintus was there with us, and we don't have him. But seriously, the players, the heaviness in the legs, it looks like, it really looks like, you know, what each and every player in Brozovic, players like Brozovic, you are so calm and cool and composed around the ball. When they seem lost, you know, like seriously losing possession here and there. But to start with, I'm really starting with the lineup. I was really happy. You know, Simeone Inzaghi did some changes. He's not stubborn as the other coaches, and he actually dropped his players who are not playing well, starting with Handanovic, the captain. So Onana came in. I was really happy to see Onana finally. But also there was the fear, you know, because Onana never played, could be quite rusty. And to bring him the first match against Bayern Munich, you know, it's not the right way to begin your test. But saying that, Onana really, really dominated in his play. Although we lost, we conceded 2 goals. But seriously, if it was Handanovic at goal, we would have conceded a lot more. Also so refreshing to see a goalkeeper make and do dive, make saves, come up past this goalkeeper line and stuff, you know. So yeah, it was really good, positive performance by Onana. And I'm so happy and Simeone Inzaghi chose to start him. Yeah, and also in the lineup, the other signings were Gosens, I think new boys coming in the lineup. Gosens came in and Mkhitaryan. So they also came in the lineup. It was a very refreshing change because I think Barella had a stinker of performance against Milan Derby. I think the worst performance ever in an Inter shirt by Barella was in the Milan Derby. And I think Simeone Inzaghi told at the post-match that Barella had some issues with him and he was silently playing. Issues as in, I think, physical condition. He wasn't that physically fit. So it was good that he rested. That's what he said. And other than that, yeah, there was no complaints on the starting lineup. I think that this was the best starting lineup. De Vrij was completely out of form. We needed to serve him off. And yeah, I was happy with the strongest lineup we had based on form. But still, Bayern were a complete different animal altogether. You know, the passing. And the problem with Inter is, I'll tell you, is basically for us to create a goal opportunity, it's something like in the system. So it starts from the back. Building up the back, then pass to the midfield, then pass to the wings. Like so many people have to be involved to create one goal scoring opportunity. It's nothing because Inter do not have those players, you know, to create something out of the blue. Like for instance, you check on Bayern Munich side, just one long ball by Kimmich and that's it. So now Sané scores, Leroy Sané scores. And that's what they can create, that magic of nothing. We don't have those type players, you know. And maybe under Conte, you could say Lukaku would suddenly turn back and run and score. We don't have that anymore. The element of surprise for us is gone. For us, it's like, you know, completely anybody can figure out a play. If you can stop Brozovic, stop the wings, that's it. Our supply is cut off. So I think this performance by the wing backs, we depend a lot on wing backs, and we had a stinker show in wing backs. Dumfries was completely neutralized for second week running, first by Theo Hernandez and now by Alphonso Davies. But Davies, oh my God, so such a physical player. Each time Dumfries took the ball, got the ball, he sniffed him out and shut down the opposition. And Dumfries couldn't do anything completely. He was absolutely powerless. Gosens, on the other hand, I don't know, the ball didn't go much to the left-hand side. Now we see how important Perisic was to our system and Perisic was to our play. He was linking the defense to the midfield to the attack. Perisic in the left flank was so underrated. Now we're seriously seeing the difference because Gosens hasn't yet stepped in. I don't know what Gosens is waiting for. He has a lot of Serie A experience. They're playing the formation, which is quite suited to. But I think Simone Inzaghi has to put more faith on Gosens for him to perform.
Talking about the first goal,
where you know Kimmich just chipped in the ball. It's so many times, I think it's umpteen time this season where you know the opposition targets the gap between the first centre back and the wing back. I think it happened against Lazio too. You know, SMS put in a ball for Felipe Anderson to head in. As well as Bastoni and the left wing back at that point was Di Marco. They lost a player. Same with today, the first centre back was De Ambrosio and Dumfries, the gap between them, because there's no communication between the wing back and the defender. And a lot of times the opposition just puts a ball in there, that's it, we lose it. So I think they planned a strategy really well. And also the first goal, I think, when Sané rounded the keeper, I thought seriously Dumfries could have just did a side tackle and stopped that. But Dumfries was again in this half mind what to do, and he thought the ball was going out. I don't know what ball just trickled past him. It was really stupid because I thought he could have stopped it. So yeah, that's saying that, but it was a brilliantly crafted goal, you know. And the second goal, what do you say? It seemed like it's like maybe a FIFA or a pollution game where you know players just do 1-2, 1-2, 1-2 and score, you know, it's like nothing much. But how many times you saw D'Ambrosio in the last couple of seasons where you know he's the last man on goal and you actually want him to be there because he's the one who could do something magically out. But I thought the ball was not going inside, it was going outside, but D'Ambrosio hit his knee and just deflected it for the second goal. But so many times I've seen that, you know, like it hits his knee and somehow magically it hits the post or the ball goes out. But this time we didn't have the lady luck on our side and it went for a goal. But he was captain for the night and I feel gutted for that. But yeah, and the only chances on goal, the only shots which we had, I thought maybe three shots we had target were two from D'Ambrosio's left foot. He tried to do some volley shots, which was pretty much straight at the keeper. And the other one is Zeko from close range. So yeah, that was pretty much the goal summed up. I think that all in all, it was a very poor show by Inter. Only the positive light I would say is Zeko. Although we didn't shoot much, but Zeko's linking play is so important. You saw that one Zeko subbed off. You know, Korea couldn't do anything much. Although he had one golden opportunity, but so painful to see, you know, because we rarely get those gifted opportunities. When they make a mistake, the opposition make a mistake, we have to punish. Whereas where we make mistakes, like in Milan derby challenge, we get a wrong pass, that's it, they punished us. So it's always the opposition takes advantage of our mistakes, but we are not able to capitalize on their mistakes. I think we should have the composure in front of goal. Yeah, but overall, I think Simeone Inzaghi, I don't know what his body language, the way of talking to the media seems a bit lost, you know. It's not a very confident show by a manager. It's actually quite scary if Simone Inzaghi, if he loses the dressing room, then that's about it. We might fire a coach. But seriously, it's too early to say that. I'm still not all in for firing Simone Inzaghi because we don't have any other replacements. Okay, people may say Thomas Tuchel is a good coach, but if you want a good coach, we have to sell a project. We're not able to sign Dybala on a free transfer, 3 million salary. You expect we can do signings for Thomas Tuchel. Forget it. We cannot even afford his wages. So at the best scenario is keep Inzaghi. Okay, I know it was Bayern Munich. Nobody's expecting us to win the match. But the performance of playing in San Siro, our own stadium, was quite appalling, really, as compared to last couple of years, where we faced Barcelona, where we faced Inter. But this time, Inter, not just with Bayern Munich, I was saying last couple of matches against Lazio, against Milan, and now this. So, yeah, it's kind of strange. Now, I seriously hope that Simeone Inzaghi continues this, in the sense he continues Onana, but I think he told already in the press conference that Handanovic will start the next match at Torino, and so will Barella. So yeah, nothing to say. I think Bayern Munich was a well-deserved match. Inter seemed a little lost, heavy-legged, lack of motivation. And although it was 1-0, I think Inter had a couple of good position play. But yes, I think we cannot depend too much on our system, you know, like to generate opportunities. For us to create one goal-scoring opportunity, it's crazy because so many people involved. If one player fucks up, one player messes it up, then that's it. Our attack has gone down the drain. Whereas other teams, you know, they just give a long ball and this just goes straight away. For me, I would say for Inter, the best players were number one, Onana. He had a really good show. And surprisingly, I would go for Dzeko, number two, because although he didn't, he had one shot, I think, straight at the keeper. But his link-up play, he's able to do something. Other strikers, like Lautaro, was completely useless. What do you say? Chasing down shadows of Bayern Munich players, he couldn't do much. And so did Correa, nothing. So Dzeko, I would say number two. And number three, I would say Mkhitaryan had a decent show. But really, I'm quite surprised with Bastoni's performance. Quite disappointing. Bastoni also seems really lost and out of shape. I seriously think Inter has to consider how do we condition the players, how to make them more agile, more light on the feet, quick movements. Because if this is the way Inter performs, it's really scary because I don't think the top four can be in contention then. Yeah, so yeah, it's nonetheless, it's a Champions League match. I don't think we are expected to win against Bayern, but at least a positive showing of, you know, we are Inter, we're not scared of anybody. Give a fight at least, not just give up. I think once the second goal came in, that's it, our players gave up. And also the coach, Simeone Inzaghi, foolishly told the media that after they scored the second goal, he was about to bring in Barella. But after the second goal, he thought it's no point now and no point risking Barella. So that's why he bought Gagliardini. But they said at least matches where youngsters should have played, Aslani should have come in, Bellanova should have come in, you know, because these young guys are fearless and they want a chance to prove rather than bringing, you know, old established players where they think, you know, that's it and they just give up. I think this is a match where, okay, if you're losing down, bring the young players, let them have that experience, let them have the exposure. That's really important. But other than that, yeah, nothing much to cover up. Also, there are rumors now about the PIF. Right now, just the rumor stage. As something comes up more concrete, then we can talk more about it. But seriously, something has to change in Inter because it's really disappointing. And I think it's the last two matches in Milan Derby and now this. Simeone Inzaghi has lost his authority over the team, I feel. The players are giving up easily. The body language shows the everything, the tactics, you know. Inter seems so rigid and so out of movement. But last year, it was called Limone Ball for a reason. Everything's so fluid, everything's so smooth. But right now, it's like, it's a very confused side. But funny part is all the players remain pretty much. The back three has been playing for years. Midfield has been playing for now two seasons together. So I don't understand why the confusion is. It's not like we assembled a new team. It's pretty much the same players, the same system. And it's now maybe the fourth year we're playing 3-5-2 formation. So yeah, seriously, Simeone Inzaghi has to get control of the ship. And let's hope for a positive outing for the Torino match. So yeah, that's all a quick review for the Bayern match. I hope Inter bounces back. What's your comments? What's your take? Please leave in the comments. What should change? Are you in for Inzaghi or you want Inzaghi out? If Inzaghi out, who to replace? And let's be realistic, guys. Thomas Tuchel, we cannot afford him a salary. You know, we can give him the players that he wants. So yeah, let's Let me hear your comments. And yeah, Forza Inter guys, please like and subscribe to the channel. And yeah, I'll see you for the match against Torino. Once again, this is Manish from Solo Inter Podcast. Forza Inter, guys.